You're listening to WRFN LP Pasquo, Tennessee, Radio Free Nashville. This is the Fringe Radio Show, and I'm Al D. Radio Free Nashville is a nonprofit organization based in Pasquo, Tennessee. If you would like to make a tax-deductible donation, you can log on to their website. It's www.radiofreenashville.org. Again, this is the Fringe Radio Show, hosted by Al D. The Fringe Radio Show is sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival. If you would like to sign up for their newsletter or make a tax-deductible donation to their organization, the website is www.nashvillefringefestival.org. Again, my name is Al D. I'm a MC and hip-hop producer based in Nashville, Tennessee. If you want to check out my music, it's aldwords.com. I also do a monthly hip-hop event, open mic, cypher, that sort of stuff. Our guests tonight are Tommy of Mode Fresh, Tony of the Great Barrier Reefs, and Matt of the Uberphonics. This particular track playing in the background right now is the Uberphonics. We're going to play some more of their songs in a moment, maybe not talk all over them and ruin them, but for the time being, sitting here with Matt and Tommy in the studio. If you guys want to say hi, make sure these works. These mics are doing all right for us.
Hello.
Cool, so appreciate you guys being here. I guess, you know, we got this Uberphonics track playing. Of course, all three bands that I just mentioned are involved with this event on March 7th at the Rutledge, sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival. That's 410 4th Avenue North and 8 p.m. 21 and up, $5 cover.
So, it's actually March 6th.
What did I say?
7.
Oh, I got 7 written down. All right, March 6th. Let me back that
That's
up.
That's a Thursday night.
Okay, so I'll try to not get that wrong next time. Anyway, so all the bands, I'd say, funky stuff, fair to say.
Yeah, sure.
Funky stuff, so that's what's up. You can hear that in the background here now, and we're going to play one of those in a minute. But since we're playing this Uberphonics song, I guess I'll ask Matt a question or two first. First off, you want to just tell me a little history of the band, how long you've been around, how you met the other members and stuff like that?
Sure, yeah. We've been around since 2006 in different forms and fashions here. The current lineup, I've actually... they're from my same hometown, the bass player is. I didn't know him then, but when we moved to Nashville, that's when we kind of hooked up and got together and started making some good music together. And then our drummer, Andy, he's actually, he has roots in North Carolina as well, near the Outer Banks, and he spent some time there when we were all in the area. Never met him there. Once again, met him when I moved to Nashville, and we all have gotten together here lately. And that's the current lineup. That's Stephen Hopkins on bass, Matt Jagger, that's me, on guitar, and Andy Wilmoth on drums.
Cool. So I gather you're from North Carolina, from what you said about the hometown. So.
Yeah.
Good deal. So I guess with that, we'll talk a little more in a minute, but for the time being, I'm going to play this first song we had talked about. So this is coming up here, The Noble Beaver by the Uberphonics. Go catch them. March 6th at the Rutledge. We'll be right back. Alright, that was The Noble Beaver by Uberphonics. This next one is called Circular. Still the Uberphonics, and we'll talk about those songs a little bit in a few minutes here. Thank you. listening to WRFN Radio Free Nashville. That was Circular by the Uberphonics. The one before that was the Noble Beaver. Matt of the Uberphonics is sitting here in the studio with us, along with Tommy of Mode Fresh. And they have a show coming up Thursday, March 6th at the Rutledge. That's 410 4th Avenue. So get out and check that out. The show's sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival, of course, as is this radio program. So, Matt, I guess you want to maybe describe a little bit. Explain the name of the band, I guess, the Uberphonics. I'd read something, but I'll just let you speak for yourself there.
Sure, yeah. When we were needing a name for the group after a bunch of jams that we've had, and we kind of just, what were we going for? And we came up with Uberphonics, meaning above sound or over sound, over vibration. Because when we were looking at things, we were looking at very improvisational bass and almost getting into like a transcendental meditation type space where we're all going to meet on a different plane as we're playing, and that's going to come through in the music. And that's going to be the over, the above of the sound of all the vibrations.
Great. So yeah, I had heard that word improvisational in some other descriptions of your music, and I guess I just was going to ask if you had anything to say about your process of writing and how that compares with, you know, improvising and jamming with people on stage, I guess.
Definitely, yeah. Usually I come up with like a hit or a melody to a tune, and we take a very jazz approach to it, where I'll come up with like a riff, a melody or something. We get together, we jam back and forth off of that. We start, just basically improvising from right there. And that usually leads into some things that we can kind of trim it down a little bit, get in the right direction we want to go in, and then finalize the tune. But everything is very improvisational based, where once we get into the solos, we just go with what we're doing. And
cool.
We know where we're going, so as long as we get there, everything will be good.
Yeah, so, of course, you know, we've been playing some of the music, and I guess the description I had heard was jam / jazz / funk / psychedelic rock. So you can hear all that shining through. Do you want to maybe say anything about the psychedelic aspect or what? How you guys end up there?
Yeah, we like to call it like a psychedelic junk jazz. The junk is the jammy funky part of the jazz. You know, when you say the word jazz, sometimes it just turns people, you know, they have one Kenny G type, you know, broader idea. So we kind of wanted something that's going to be accessible to everybody. So in some of the psychedelic things, we get a little out there with some delays. I play the theremin on a couple tunes. Lots of different things. Got to come out to the show, though, and check that out.
Sure. So when when we were talking earlier, and likewise as far as what I had read, there was a so of course you play guitar, correct?
Correct.
And then there was another guy named Matt that plays bass.
Well, on the recording here, no, that's Jeff. His name's Jeff.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get where I was going with that anyway. Yeah. So, I read the description of the band, and it was, mostly geared towards, or, mostly included, I guess, drums, bass, and guitar. I heard some organ, as I was saying a minute ago on that other song when we were off air, and you said that that was Johnny Neal, and that he had also produced the record. So you want to tell us a little bit about relationship with him?
Definitely. Hit up Johnny, he's a good friend of mine, and we went over to his studio. He came out to a couple rehearsals, liked what we were doing. He actually sat in and jammed a few shows with us. We went out to his studio, he produced the whole thing, put a couple of his little touches, as you heard in Circular there, and he did play on two of the tracks.
On Circular was the scat scene, and one of the tracks had the organ, I guess, which was also him. So
right, the Beaver, the Noble Beaver.
Okay,
he had
cool.
The organ going.
Right. The intro to the show, by the way, that song was Two Potatoes and Two Rolls, and this one playing now is New World Exodus, and before that was Ghetto Bird that we were talking over. But yeah, it's all really good stuff. So we're gonna fade this one out in a minute and move on to some of this Mode Fresh stuff. Again, so this is Uberphonics, March 6th at the Rutledge, doing a show with Mode Fresh and the Great Barrier Reefs. I believe Tony just walked in at the Great Barrier Reefs, so he'll be checking in with us in a moment here. So Uberphonics, anything new coming up, working on a new project, I guess?
The newest thing for us, I would say, would be the re-release of our album that you're listening to right now, Dirty Banquet. It's actually coming out. Spectra Records is putting it out on their jazz label. So look for that here sometime this year. I don't have a date on that yet, but that will be this year. And that should be sold in stores and just everywhere you can find it.
Great. And that's... I read something about debut album originally released in 08. Is that this one, or was there an album before that?
There was one album before that, kind of like an EP mainly for us, and this was our first true release.
Okay, and the 06 time was just kind of when the band was forming and jamming and stuff like that?
Exactly.
Good deal. All right, well, I'm going to fade this one out, even though I like it, and we'll move on to some of these Mode Fresh songs. So, yeah, thanks again for your time, Matt. And, of course, Tommy of Mode Fresh is also sitting here with us. And this song playing right now is, you want to pronounce that for me? Totally.
Totally Chenille.
Totally Chenille. Great. I thought that would kind of be a good one to get started with. So the show coming up that you guys are doing... of course, sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival. You want to tell us a little bit about your association with them, maybe how you know Jan and got things pulled together?
Yeah, well, I've been seeing stuff about Fringe Festival for a long time now, and everything connected with Fringe Festival seemed really cool. So I got in touch with Jan and just said, hey, we've got this band. We'd love to be involved in a Mode Fresh, in a Fringe Festival event, and she said, yeah, sure, here, let's put one together. So that's what we've been working on for this show at the Rutledge.
Good deal. Well, yeah, it's always great to have Nashville Fringe Festival involved, and, it gets you on my radar for one thing, so that's cool, and I got an opportunity to check out a bunch of cool stuff, leading up to the radio program, so. You want to tell us a little bit about Mode Fresh and how the band formed, how long you guys been around, just basic stuff like that?
Yeah, sure. We're a new band, so we haven't been around for very long. It kind of grew out of a series of jam sessions with my son Parker, who's a good bass player and guitar player, and he invited a couple guys over one night. Parker Hawkins, another Parker, and Grant Collier, and he's a drummer, and we just kind of meshed really well right off the bat, and so we decided to just keep playing stuff. Then shortly after that, my son Parker had to get involved with his other band. Things started happening for them, and they're the Magic of Science. And he writes just about all of their stuff, so that's where his heart really is. So I had to find someone else to join us, and one of my old friends, Charles Duckett, joined us on guitar, and he had just moved back to Tennessee from New York City, and where he was a jazz player for over 10 years. So he's been a lot of fun to play with. He's a really fine musician. All three of these guys are just great. And I really feel fortunate to play with these guys.
Cool. So it had been you and your son and some others, and your son ended up going to another band, and you got another guy
right
in there. So.
Yeah, he'll probably come sit in with us on Thursday night gig.
Good deal. So what's the story with the name Mode Fresh?
Well, that was coined by Grant and Parker Hawkins. We were looking for a name, and we kept coming up with really cool stuff, and Googled it and every one of them were taken already. It's just the most whacked out names you've ever heard, and there's already two bands with that name. So, Mode Fresh passed the Google test.
Did you check modefresh.com yet, or?
Yeah, really.
That's what I always do. I don't care about the copyrights. I'm just like, can I get the .com for me? Because, no, I'm kidding. But anyhow, so, yeah, I saw some of the listed influences, like Soul Live, Modesky Martin and Wood, John Scofield. I'm familiar with that stuff, and so that's kind of cool to see. Different stuff. Any other influences you want to talk about or mention?
Yeah, for me, Miles Davis, his entire career, for me, from the first stuff with Charlie Parker on to the 70s, and then before that, John Coltrane and Miles Davis and Herbie Hancock. I just love all those guys. And I love all Blue Note label records, especially 50s and 60s stuff and some of the 70s. I'm just really, my collection is full of that kind of stuff.
Cool. The classic jazz stuff. I actually just got back from New Orleans. I was down there last weekend, so that was a good time for me.
Oh, yeah.
I had to get someone to cover the show for me, actually. So, shout out to E.T. for holding me down on the show. I was having a good time listening to it on the radio driving back. So, where are you from, Tommy?
I am a native Nashvilleian.
All right, I am too, so high five for
all
that.
All right. Not many of us.
I guess that makes your son a native Nashvilleian as
That's
well.
That's right.
The rest of the band's also from around here?
Yes, I don't know if they're all native Nashvillians or not. I think Charles is. Charles Duckett, he's like been a friend of mine since grade school, so I'm pretty sure he's native Nashvillian. I don't know about Parker Hawkins, if he is or not. I think Grant is native Nashvillian.
Good deal. Well, we got this song queued up here. You want to, Buxton, is that how?
Yeah, Buxton.
Buxton, you want to tell us something about that before we play it for 30 seconds here?
It's a tune with a kind of a funky bass figure and a guitar riff. Just kind of thinking of old Blue Note stuff, like with Lee Morgan, trumpet player. It just reminded me kind of that, and when I recorded it, and I put down some tracks for it, I recorded the bass and guitar parts and organ part and did not have a drum track for 6 months because I kept trying to put a Latin beat to it, and it just wasn't giving me the results I was looking for. And then I just tried this kind of squared-off rock beat to it, and it made it sound right for some reason. So,
all right, well, let's hear how it turned out. This is Buxton by Mode Fresh. Alright, that was Buxton by Mode Fresh. This is Scratch, also by Mode Fresh. We'll be right back. That was Scratch by Mode Fresh. The song before that was Buxton, and this one that's about to be playing in the background is TB Tune. So I'm sitting in the studio with Tommy of Mode Fresh and Tony of the Great Barrier Reefs also just joined us. How do you guys know each other, by the way?
It's through the music community. Really, it's the Fringe Festival that kind of hooked us up and brought us together for this event on March 6th. So, you know, jazz musicians in town, we like to think we know everybody, but it's always good to meet some new folks, too.
Great. So you guys had not known each other ahead of time? You guys got put together by way of the show, I guess?
Yeah. I'm surprised I didn't meet you at the jazz workshop or something.
Yeah.
Do you hang out there?
I do, on occasion.
Yeah,
I'll go,
I do, too.
I'll go to those jams on Sundays. Every third Sunday, they do the jam, so I try to make
Where's
an appearance
that?
At the Jazz Workshop, Nashville Jazz Workshop, every third Sunday. They'll do a jazz jam there, which is an awesome event. It's a cool hang. If you've never been, you should certainly go and make an appearance.
Good deal.
Yeah, they're over Germantown area.
Yeah.
Right.
So I guess I noticed when you walked in, I guess you and Matt know each other from, you want to tell us a little bit about that or you guys' history or anything?
Yeah, so Great Barrier Reefs and Uberphonics go back a few years of playing shows together, locally and some on the road as well. And, you know, from back, we all had a stomping ground back in Murfreesboro at one point, and,
okay, that's MTSU, MTSU type of thing or something?
Absolutely, yeah.
Want to tell us about maybe some other groups you guys have played with, or any of you guys have played with in the past?
Yeah, I did some work with Roy Future Man Wooten on a project of his called the Black Mozart Ensemble, and it's a real cool classical hip hop jazz fusion of sorts, led by Roy, and he composes all the music, and it's quite an interesting thing to be a part of. But like I said, when you're building, you know, classical with bluegrass and hip hop, you hear all that together and you're like, oh, sure, okay. But, you know, as you know, Roy Wooten, it certainly comes together very well. And he's premiering some more of that music this coming Sunday, March the 2nd, at the Nashville Composers Collective. Those are all the details I have on hand, but I'm sure if you get on the line and look up Nashville Composers Collective, you'll see where that event is coming up this Sunday.
Good deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just real quick, you're listening to WRFN, Radio Free Nashville. This is the Fringe Radio Show. I'm Al D, sitting here currently talking most specifically to Tony of the Great Barrier Reefs, which I guess I'm going to go ahead and skip to one of their songs since we didn't quite have time for all these. But this first one is the only one off the older album I was going to play. It's called Gratitude. And I guess the newer album is all live music, so we'll talk about that in a second. But this is Gratitude by the Great Barrier Reefs, performing at the Rutledge on March 6th, along with our other guests, Uberphonics and Mode Fresh. Again, that show's sponsored by Nashville Fringe Festival, as is this radio program. So this is Gratitude playing here in the background, and you know, we can continue to talk or not, but I had a couple questions I was going to ask, so I guess
go on
and do that. It's kind of fun. Oh yeah, so Tony happened to catch my show at the basement in January that I did with the Grips and my band Swap Meet Symphony and DJ Raid and Wally Clark and, you know, some other people. So I just want to say thanks for checking that out, and thanks again to Nashville Fringe Festival for making it possible. So
yeah, absolutely. It's a killer show, man. Show.
Yeah, appreciate it. Anyhow, well, yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of Great Barrier Reefs and you know, who's in the band and how the band got formed, just a little background.
Yeah, absolutely. So I formed the group kind of out of a need for an outlet to play different music. I stumbled upon the steel drum when I was in college, and needless to say, you know, that kind of comes with pool parties and the like of that, and so you get a lot of, you know, island-sounding gigs, a lot of reggae, a lot of trap rock and stuff like that, and everybody wants to fill up their margarita and have a good time, but, you know, personally for me, I can't, or I don't really connect with that as much. You know, I like to do it, and it's fun music, don't get me wrong. But, so I formed this group kind of out of that necessity to fill that musical void, and I love playing, you know, improvised music, a lot of jazz and funk and, you know, genres like that. So I started writing some tunes and getting some friends together, and we'd read them down and see how they sounded, and playing them out a few times, and it was kind of the response that kept the spark going. You know, people would come up and say, man, that was killer, when are you guys playing again? You know, what's next, so to speak? And so the ball just started rolling that way, and a lot of the guys, you know, I met through the School of Music down at MTSU in Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we kind of built it down there, and slowly but surely, you know, a lot of the musicians I was working with moved up here to Nashville, and that's where we've called home for the past 3 years now. And I think the group's been going, officially, we'll say, for 5 years, although a lot of these tunes, you know, the jams started on before that.
Right. So, mostly an outlet for playing steel drum, I guess, is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, certainly. And so that's, you know, more or less the lead singer of the group, and you know, with the saxophone we kind of split those melodies and let that kind of carry the tune, and you know, it's maybe a little less just free-for-all jam and a lot more of, you know, through composed ideas with improvising along the way, and there's certainly, you know, solo sections where it opens up and we get to stretch our legs, but no, it's just a vehicle to try, you know, to fit this sound in different genres, you know, especially ones that I can relate a bit more to. So here in the background, you know, this is a very much like a drum and bass kind of breakdown, and especially with this first record, which this one's from, Finding Time, that we released back in 2011, it was very much just an exploration, and the group itself was something where when we found the time, that's when we would do it the most. But, you know, since these days, it's really evolved, and now we spend the good part of the year on the road, you know, going out to the Southeast and Midwest, and of course, we love playing Nashville. That's the hometown for us now, and that's why we're excited about the upcoming Rutledge gig on March 6th, next Thursday.
Right. So you play steel drum, I guess, mostly, and also some keys, I understand?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And been described as, or I guess you described steel drum funk fusion, I think is how you described it to me, and I heard some sort of references to island music and stuff like that for obvious reasons, I guess. So.
Mm-hmm.
I read some real positive reviews of the group by a couple people who I know, Sean Maloney of the Nashville scene, and also Rob of Break on a Cloud, and that's interesting to me because, of course, I know him through sort of hip-hop channels and rap stuff, so that was interesting to see him having some real positive things to say about the group.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. You said something about touring. I saw from the website. I read some things. It sounds like you guys have done a fair amount of touring. It's as long ago as two, you know, a couple of years ago, all Midwest and all through the South and everything. You got a favorite city you want to mention for an out of town show?
Oh man, well, you know. We ask a question like that, you start to feel bad because you're not mentioning, you know, that banging show that happened so-and-so place. But, you know, some favorite places we like to visit, not, you know, only for the crowds, but just cool places. Well, of course, I got to give props to Chattanooga and Knoxville have been real good, you know, second homes to us. And Cincinnati shows us a lot of love. We really enjoyed playing down in New Orleans. You know, that's a historic place for the music we play. And so we were real grateful to be a part of that culture for a night. You know, places like Lexington have shown us some great love. And, you know, up to Chicago, too. You know, another great, cool place to visit, especially for the genre that we play. You know, and all the festivals that have had us, too. You know, not only the Nashville Fringe Festival. This is our second time doing an event with them, but, you know, the Columbus Jazz and Ribs Festival, You're Making My Weekend up in the Quad Cities, and Roots Fest, and Ivory Vibes Music Festival, you know, we've had a fun time, especially this past year, getting involved with those organizations, and we're grateful for the opportunity.
Great. Well, all right, I'm gonna play this One track, if you want to call it out before I butcher it here.
Yeah, absolutely. So this one's from our most recent release, Live in Middle Tennessee. The track is called Pasando por las Calles, which means Pasando por las Calles. Pasando por las Calles.
Running a little low on time here, and had a couple things we intended to talk about, so I figured, seeing as this is an instrumental song, we could just kind of chime in and let it play in the background. But I failed to mention this new recording is all live, and Tony just mentioned he thought this was recorded at the Five Spot, so it sounds great for a live recording. I gotta just mention that. But I also wanted to give you a chance to mention what you got coming up. I understand you have a new album coming up soon.
Yeah, so we were just finishing the mixing of a new record that was recorded in a studio, but again, we kind of did it all live in the same room. We found out through the first recording we did that, you know, you can overdub and overdub, but you kind of lose a bit of the energy and a bit of the life sometimes with that. And so this is our second release that we're hearing behind us that, you know, is all done at venues in Middle Tennessee, Nashville, Franklin, and Murfreesboro. This one, you know, being from the Five Spot. And our new record, Are You Scared, is going to drop in May, beginning of May. And we're excited about it because, again, you know, it was all live and just the energy we grabbed was killer. We have some great guests in there. Charles Butler comes in and plays banjo on track, and Derek Pell plays fiddle on the same track, and we got Jamie Simmons playing some trumpet and flugelhorn on some things, and special guest on the guitar for the whole record is James Da Silva, and just the electric 4 days at the Sanctuary. Shout out to Mikey Martell for helping us get all the sounds captured, and of course Taylor Leonardo, who also plays bass with the group. He's done a phenomenal job mixing over at Upland Studios, and you know, I'm just very thankful that we had the opportunity, and Make It Pop did a great job. They shot three videos the last day we were in there for us, and they do a ton of work with the Fringe Festival, so if you ever need him video, I mean, if you're not going to Make It Pop, you're not doing it right. That's the truth.
Yeah, they of course had some great footage of my show recently too, so
yeah.
We're going to play this this one song off of the new album that had a vocalist, which is Skylar Gregg. This is called Play It Cool by the Great Barrier Reefs. Of course, they're performing March 6th at the Rutledge. That's a Thursday. Also with our other guests from tonight, the Uberphonics and Mode Fresh. So in case we don't get a chance, thanks to all you guys for coming out. Thanks to Nashville Fringe Festival for sponsoring the show and the radio program. So again, this is Play It Cool by the Great Barrier Reefs featuring Skylar Gregg on vocals.
Can't make it.
was Play It Cool featuring Skylar Gregg by the Great Barrier Reefs. They are performing at the Rutledge on Thursday, March 6th, along with Mode Fresh and the Uberphonics, all of whom have had representation on the program tonight and sitting here in the studio with me. You're listening to WRFN Radio Free Nashville. This is the Fringe Radio Show. This last song here is called, Castilla. Yeah, I know my Spanish pronunciation, sorta. Anyhow, it'll fade out in a moment here as the next show is setting up in here. But thank you for listening. Thanks for your time. Thanks to all you guys for coming out. And as always, thanks to Nashville Fringe Festival and Radio Free Nashville.